Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McBean. The Pentagon says that Russian President Vladimir Putin clearly now has the capability for a full range of military options against Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
From ground to air troops, cyber and electronic warfare capability.
We remain concerned about the range of options that he could pursue.
Defense Chief Lloyd Austin says that could stop short of a full-scale invasion, like seizing Ukrainian cities. Joint Chiefs Chair Mark Milley says the Russian buildup is the biggest in recent memory and warns an invasion would have big costs on both sides.
We strongly encourage Russia to stand down.
Retired Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, a former National Security Council official, doesn't think that will happen.
We're headed towards a major military offensive in Europe.
Saying Putin appears to have no interest in diplomacy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Biden administration and its allies are taking an unusually proactive approach to publicizing intelligence findings and trying to defuse and influence campaigns by Russia as they raise alarms about a possible new Russian invasion of Ukraine. The U.S. has mounted a concerted campaign to counter disinformation, which has long been a tactic of Moscow to create confusion and sow discord in conflicts. With more than 100,000 Russian troops positioned around Ukraine, the Russian President Vladimir Putin appears to be preparing to launch the invasion. Certainly, the U.S. believes that's the case. And President Joe Biden has warned the Ukrainian president that an attack could come in February. Russia has other options if it could pursue short of a full-blown invasion and other ways to lash out. That includes cyber attacks, cuts to oil and wheat and shipments, and closer military ties to China. This is VOA News. More than a third of the people in Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region are suffering an extreme lack of food. That's according to the United Nations World Food Program. And a months-long government blockade, the UN said no aid convoy has entered the Tigray region of some 6 million people since mid-December. Separately, the UN humanitarian agency said less than 10% of the needed supplies, including medicines and fuel, have entered Tigray since mid-July. All international NGOs operating in Tigray have depleted their fuel, with their staff delivering the little remaining humanitarian supplies and services on foot where possible. Omicron has driven U.S. coronavirus deaths higher than the fall's Delta wave. We get more from AP's Jennifer King.
Deaths from coronavirus in the U.S. are expected to keep rising for days or even weeks. The seven-day rolling average started climbing in mid-November and just hit over 2,260 daily deaths per day, thus exceeding September's peak of 2,100 when Delta was dominant. In New York, where cases are falling, Governor Kathy Hochul says it's something officials expected after the steep rise in infections due to the highly contagious Omicron variant.
This is all a lagging indicator. We talk about infection start, you see the numbers speak. Spike there, people get sick, then hospitalizations, and sadly, we still see far too many deaths.
Hospital admissions have started to fall, but the CDC says deaths are expected to accelerate in nearly every state. In 1 week, we'll lose more Americans from the coronavirus than would be typical for an entire year from the flu. I'm Jennifer King.
Staffers at the World Health Organization have alleged the UN Health Agency's top director in the Western Pacific engaged in unethical, racist, and abusive behavior that has undermined its efforts to curb the coronavirus pandemic. That's according to an internal complaint filed last October. The complaints were also emailed to the senior WHO leadership last week and described a toxic atmosphere with a culture of systemic bullying. WHO's regional headquarters in the Philippines. Recordings obtained by the Associated Press show that the regional director, Dr. Takeshi Kasai, made derogatory remarks about staff in meetings based on their nationality. Kasai, the director of a vast region that includes China and Japan, denies those allegations. Emerging reports show that two little-known drugs are making lethal new contributions to America's drug overdoses. They have been identified as, they often are taken with or mixed with illicit fentanyl. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.